Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 60 today under sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 30. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new bill is headed to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's desk after the Kansas State Senate yesterday approved a plan allowing microbreweries in the state to self-distribute beer and hard cider. KSNT News reports that the bill passed through both the House and the Senate yesterday in overwhelming numbers that would allow the microbrewery licensees in the state to sell beer and hard cider manufactured by such licensee to different beer and wine distributors, retailers, public venues, clubs, drinking establishments, caterers, and temporary permit holders. The bill, however, does limit the total number of annual sales to 1,000 barrels of beer and 3,000 gallons of hard cider per year, but would allow the selling of these items at special events that are monitored and regulated by the Department of Revenue's Division of Alcohol, Beverage, and Control. The bill passed through the Senate with a 37-2 vote yesterday, with the House passing it 118-3. It is expected that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will sign the bill. Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
One person is in the hospital after a multi-vehicle accident that happened on U.S. Highway 56 in Ford County on Wednesday, after the Ford County Sheriff says that the three vehicles that were involved in the crash ended up hitting cattle that were on the roadway. KSN News reports the event happened on Wednesday morning at U.S. 56 and County Road 107. Well, according to the sheriff, Bill Carr, he said the two vehicles were semis that both had cattle trailers. The other vehicle that was involved was a car. According to preliminary investigations, they say one of the trucks that was hauling cattle ended up rolling over on the side of the road, dislodging from the frame, having the driver thrown from the vehicle. When the car heading west hit one of the cattle on the road and brought the vehicle to a stop. The other semi was also eastbound, hitting cattle as well that was on the road. However, that truck nor driver were injured in the event. According to the police report, several cattle did die in the crash, however, did not say how many cattle were actually on the road. The highway was closed down for roughly 30 minutes during the cleanup efforts as the Kansas Department of Transportation arrived with traffic control to clean up the area.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Federal Railroad Administration has adopted the long-proposed two-man train crew rule, which is bringing much relief to railroaders. Andrew Faust, a legislative representative for the Smart TD Union, spoke with KSNB Local 4.
We've been fighting this battle for years now. We've had legislation introduced in the Nebraska legislature since 2012 straight, and the railroads have been fighting tirelessly against this. Yesterday was a monumental day for all rail labor and the safety of our communities. It helps safety by allowing a second set of eyes.
And other news, State Senator Mike McDonnell, who was censured last month by the state Democratic Party for voting alongside Republicans, particularly on matters regarding reproductive rights and transgender Nebraskans, has announced that he is changing his party affiliation to Republican. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. John McNish of Marysville was sworn in Friday in Clay Center as magistrate judge for the 21st District in Kansas. McNish is wrapping up his law practice in Marysville, turning the office over to Austin Westbrook of Clay Center. McNish will also vacate the position of vice chair for the Marshall County Republican Central Committee, which will meet Sunday afternoon at 1 at Landau Lanes in Marysville to name a successor. Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson of Beatty has filed for re-election. She's held the post since her appointment in July 2019 and election following in 2020. Hanover Hospital Health Fair is this Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. with discounted lab work, as well as vendors with giveaways, coffee and a free will donation breakfast and bake sale, all at the Hanover Community Building on the Carnival Grounds. For information, phone 785-337-2214, Hanover Hospital Health Fair, Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. Marshall County Museum Day is this Saturday with free admission from 10 to 4 to the Historic Courthouse, Kester House, Pony Express Barn, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Oquito Museums and Emanuel Lutheran Hermansburg School, rural Bremen. The annual event is designed to showcase local museums and involve the community. Free admission, Marshall County Museum Day this Saturday, 10 to 4. Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host a guest speaker this Sunday afternoon with a presentation on Marysville schools and the Kansas arts collecting movement, 1900 to 1950. Liz Seaton with the Beach Museum of Art at Kansas State University will share examples of efforts by Marysville schools to expose students to a wide variety of art during this period. Marysville was one of 23 towns in Kansas that received display items, which were placed in schools, libraries, and colleges, and were placed in the former Central Elementary Building in Marysville. Those dolls and dioramas are now on permanent display at the Pony Express Museum. The program is free Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. For older adults who may restrict their activities because they're worried about falling, a matter of balance is a program to be offered in Washington designed to manage falls and increase activity levels. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will host the classes beginning April 10th, 12:30 till 2:30 at the Friendly Corners at 1st and B Streets in Washington. Classes held once a week for 8 weeks for 2 hours each day. No cost, it is first come, first serve. Another class may be available if the Wednesday session does not work out. The program emphasizes practical strategies to manage falls. For additional information, phone 785-742-7152. A Matter of Balance, an 8-week class, begins April 10th in Washington. Your news on your time. Daily podcast of the morning and midday news blocks are available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Marilyn B. Brungardt, age 91 of Washington, passed away March 25th. Funeral service Friday, April 5th, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington with a rosary at 9:30. Private burial at a later date at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenleaf. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Brungardt. Karen D. Adams, age 84 of Wichita, formerly of the Greenleaf area, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Adams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and Fiesta fruit pudding.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some frost possible early on today, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some frost early Friday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy and breezy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. More showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 20 and 35 and gusting as high as 50. Some rain showers still possible into Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early April 63, record high on this date 92. The average low 38, the record low 18. Sunset this evening 7:54, sunrise in the morning at 7:06. It's 31 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. For the first time wearing Dodger blue, Shohei Ohtani went yard last night.
The pitch swung on and drilled. Deep right field. There it is. The first home run is a Los Angeles Dodger for Shohei Ohtani.
As heard on AM 570 LA Sports, Ohtani had two hits in the Dodgers' 5-4 win over the Giants. Blue Jays at the Astros, a four-hit night for Yordan Alvarez. Two of them left the park.
Fourth appearance of the year for Meza, and Alvarez punishes one deep to right center field. Back goes Kiermaier at the wall, looking up. See you later!
His second on KBME, the Astros shut out Toronto 8-0. The Nationals tagged the Pirates with their first loss of the season, 5-3. The Cubs over the Rockies, 9-8. And after a nearly four-hour rain delay, the Reds down the Phillies, 4-1. The Celtics' domination of the NBA continues. They clinched league best record with a 135-100 drubbing of the Thunder, win number 60 for Boston. Jason Tatum told ESPN's Katie George after the game that the focus remains on hanging banner number 17.
team.
All the while, we want to hang a banner. We can't skip steps. And, you know, winning 60-plus games and clinching the best record in the league, it's a big deal. But, you know, you're going to have to win some games on the road regardless in the playoffs to do what you want to do.
Devin Booker had 40 points in the Suns' 122-101 beatdown of the Cavs. The T-Wolves sent the Raptors back to extinction, winning 133-85. And the Hawks clinched the final East play-in spot, defeating the Pistons 121-113 despite a career-high 50 points from Malachi Flynn. NHL Devils at the Rangers. Tempers boiled over as soon as the puck dropped. A 5-on-5 brawl after which 8 players were ejected. The Rangers won 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Family Fair appreciates the Beatrice firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical service workers for the great job they do in the community. Knowing they are a phone call away gives us all peace of mind. Thank you for your dedication. From your friends at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop FamilyFair.com for special savings.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the overnight session here now on this Thursday day of trade before the opening bell, we'll give you a nice recap on how things finished up yesterday as it was a mostly higher finish in the grains. Corn, wheat, and soybeans saw double-digit gains in most places. Slight movement for the corn markets, but nonetheless finishing higher. And in the livestock, it was quite a bit of pressure for the cattle markets, but a mostly mixed finish to the day. April live cattle finished down $85 to $180.92 per hundredweight. June live down 77 to 175.60. It's been a back and forth turbulent week for the feeder cattle markets. Another triple digit drop. April feeders down 255 to $240.95 per hundredweight. April dropped 227 down to 242.57. And the light spot for the livestock was the hogs. April lean hogs up 142 to 87.97 with May at $95 per hundredweight. That was a gain of $1.32 at yesterday's trade. Now into the grains for the overnight session. Again, as mentioned, all three corn, soybeans, and wheat finished higher yesterday. And kind of trending upwards once again today. Little movement, but for what's there, May corn up 1.25 at 4.33. July's up a penny at 4.46 a bushel. Kind of mixed trade in Chicago and spring wheat, but Kansas City wheat is all green. May Kansas City wheat up 5.25 to 5.85 3/4. July's up 4 3/4 at 5.76 3/4. Oats, they were the low spot yesterday and kind of trending down once again here through the overnights as May oats rather down 6.25 at 3.38. Soybeans saw a two-sided trade yesterday, eventually a double digit gain. May soybeans mostly flat this morning, but currently up a penny at 11.83 1/4. July's up a half a cent to 11.95 3/4. The meal's also somewhat stronger this morning. May soy meal up 90 at 3.31 even, and soy oil up 3 points at 48.88. Cotton was lower, in fact, a triple digit lower yesterday, trending down once again. May cotton currently down 33 points at 88.65. And a big driver for the week has been the dollar index. The June dollar right now down 16 points at 103.83.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The 2024 Livestock Waterers and Watering Systems Handbook supplies readers with many possible solutions for their watering needs. K-State Watershed Specialist Stacy Minson relays a topic covered in the handbook that concerns producers across the state.
Whether we're in the eastern part of the state or the western part of the state, we're still looking as watershed specialists, K-State Research and Extension, to look at the water quality side, how it helps water quality going downstream, and also the health of the herd. So by providing these alternative water supplies, whether we're doing it with wells and fencing off the ponds or creeks, we're giving the cattle that constant clean temperature source of water.
Minson discusses the handbook's water comparison chart and information about the financial investment behind alternative water sources.
There's a water source comparison chart. So we're looking at the source from stream, pond, spring, well, rural water district, hauled water. And then we're going to share with you some of the primary advantages of that type of water source, primary disadvantages. Then we talk about initial cost, and then we talk about maintenance cost. Not necessarily in hard, fast dollars, because we know right now supplies and the cost of things are changing truly daily. But we want to just do a less to more type of system. So we're using a dollar sign as our meter, I guess, and just letting people see, okay, all of these are on one page. We can compare. And then they can see, yep, this is an advantage, this is a disadvantage, all on the same type of sources. We will have videos tied to this as well, and there'll be shorter video segments so that you can play it back over again so that you'll know what supplies you need and how you can do it yourself.
She mentions a frequently asked question that's answered within the handbook.
There are lots of questions that come in on a regular basis that it's like, how do we do this? What's the benefit of this? One that comes to mind is, okay, I'm going to put alternative water supply in. They're going to be watering out of a tank. But why do you really want me to fence off that pond or that creek or stream? As watershed specialists, we get that a lot. The biggest thing is if cattle don't have access to the water, then we're reducing those pollutants from nitrates, bacteria, and then also the sediment of them going up and down that stream bank. And by fencing it off, we have that advantage that we can still have a water supply for the herd and protect water quality.
That was K-State Watershed Specialist Stacy Minson on the 2024 Livestock Waters and Watering Systems Handbook. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They've got around 400 head of early consignments. Breads and cow-calf pairs include 65, 3 to 6-year-old foal bred Red Angus cows, Montana origin, August and September calves, 14 short solid, older red foal bred Duff Black Angus, 10 Red Angus, first and second calf heifers bred Red Angus, 6 months bred, 93 to 9-year-old foal bred black cows, fall herd dispersion, 3 black heavy bred cows running age, 21 3 to 6-year-old foal bred Red Angus cows, 5 middle age black cow calf pairs, 30 to 45 day old calves, 10 running age black cow calf pairs, 13 running age black cow calf pairs, 7 running age black and red cow calf pairs, 30 day old calvers, 9 running age mixed cow calf pairs, as well as 14 mixed bulls and heifers, 30 black and white faced steers and heifers, 22 black steers, 75 black and red steers and heifers, and 8 black steers and heifers. Those early consignment listings for the sale today. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Now from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to announce the 2024 Kansas Distinguished Dairy to Steve and Cindy Oldie of Lynn, Kansas, with Oldie Family Farms. They were awarded this award for demonstrated excellence in on-farm production, management, and leadership essential to the well-being and progression of the Kansas dairy industry. Their farm actually was started back in 1953 by Steve's parents. Steve and Cindy actually officially joined the farm as owners in 1980. In 2000, sons Kyler and Justin became partners in the operation as well. In 2016, Levi, another son, was added as a partner to assist on the agronomy side of the farm, and they also added a heifer development yard that year as well. In 2018, they finished a cross-ventilated barn to expand their dairy herd at the Lynn operation. operation. Then in 2019, they added another operation in Nebraska and also a composting operation up there as well. In 2023, the farm expanded again with the State Line Dairy as they installed robotic milking at that site. Today, over the three locations, they milk over 4,100 head of dairy cows, raise 2,500 head of heifers, and farm over 5,000 acres. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, offering congratulations to Steve and Cindy Oldie for being the 2024 Kansas Distinguished Dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.
We address one of life's eternal questions today. What is the best way to keep the ketchup bottle from clogging? We share the scientific answer today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 4th, the 95th day of the year. Poet Maya Angelou was born on this day, and Argonia, Kansas, elected America's first female mayor on this day in 1887. Science has finally taken a look at one of life's most nagging everyday problems, a clogged ketchup bottle. What is the best way to get the red sauce flowing? According to the Melbourne School of Engineering, most of the work should be done with the cap still secure. First, vigorously shake the bottle to get a uniform thickness. With the cap still on, flip the bottle and shake the contents toward the neck. Now remove the cap, and while holding the bottle at a 45-degree angle, gently tap the bottom. That's the latest in ketchup science on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and find more facts, visit almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 31 sunshine. As we begin a warm-up into the weekend, highs around 60 on tap for today. Middle 60s Friday, nudging 70 by Saturday.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas might be seeing a professional sports team come to the state after voters in Jackson County, Missouri ended up rejecting their proposal to extend their 3/8 cent sales tax in the area that put a kibosh on some of the future plans for the sports teams that are in the spotlight of building their new venues. KSNT News reports that according to lawmakers in Kansas City, they say no formal talks have been in place right now about moving the Kansas City Royals or the Kansas City Chiefs across state lines into the Kansas area. However, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that they're not commenting on the issue, but would like to see them cross the state line. In a statement from John Sherman, the Royals chairman and CEO, he said, quote, "We respect the voters of Jackson County and the results of the election today. We will take some time to reflect on and process the outcome and find a path forward that works for both the Royals and our fans." The governor did remind that back in December of last year, she did stop any of the rumors that they were in talks of moving them to Kansas.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown here on KNDY Radio. Max Blasky here along with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, we're getting the spring season rolling down pretty quickly. Like, had a lot of exciting baseball, softball action going on last week. So why don't you remind everyone or talk about kind of what happened in the TVL last week on the fields?
Well, we had some terrific athletes going at it. Some really impressive efforts last week, Max. A couple of names I did want to mention. A pair from Valley Heights, Ann Turber and Paige Miller. They both hit home runs and wins against Republic County. Valley Heights is now 4-2 on the season. Also to Larissa Schreiner. Big one for her. The first home run in softball for the USD 380 team. And Larissa Schreiner, the first name in the record books now for that team hitting a home run. So shout out to those three girls. I really was impressed by all of the baseball and softball athletes last week. But now we've got some more exciting things coming up this week.
And rolling right into it, it's a full week of track of golf action, softball and baseball too throughout the week. But I think we want to chat a little bit about some track athletes coming up this week, Jeff. So as we turn our attention to the track and field, who are a few teams or names that we should keep an eye on here this spring?
Well, I think it probably goes without saying that group from Axtell is always tremendous. The boys' side and girls' side, really, from the Axtell Eagles. You know the names by now. The Grady Bussings of the world. All of just fantastic athletes at Axtell. But there are so many others. Washington County, Willie Richard, a pole vault champion. And there are just so many throughout the league that we can't even name all of the terrific athletes.
And a fun, busy time. As always, like you said, we don't have enough time to mention everyone by name or get to the full schedule, Jeff. But where can everyone find the schedule of TVL Sports going on this week?
Well, you can go to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook or Twitter. And I have done a podcast that will be up on Wednesday afternoon. So take a listen to that podcast on TVLSpotlight.com.
Again, joined by Jeff Wirtz on our TVL Rundown here on KNDY Radio, talking track and field, baseball, softball. Next week, I think we'll get into a little conversation of golf. But until that time, Jeff, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Max.
Softball and baseball action today. Valley Heights hosting Riley County. Frankfort Centralia home to Clay Sutter.
KNDY.